is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Men, women, and children crowded into a charity food kitchen in Gaza, wrangling to get enough to feed their families. A severe hunger crisis continues there as ceasefire negotiations resume in Qatar. Correspondent Remy Innocencio reports from Tel Aviv.
Despite Hamas not attending, today's ceasefire talks still offer at least some hope for a pause in the war and the release of Israeli hostages in Gaza. And for the region, staving off a retaliation from Iran and Hezbollah against here in Israel. That's after the assassinations, of course, of two top leaders just a couple weeks ago.
A third Ivy League college president has resigned after pro-Palestinian protesters took over campuses in the spring. This time, it's Columbia University's Manoush Shafiq. CBS's Tom Hansen is in New York.
Shafiq's actions prompted criticism, not just from pro-Palestinian students, but also Jewish students who said they lived in fear on campus, resulting in calls for her to step down, including from lawmakers who visited Columbia during the protests.
A dual American citizen, Ksenia Karolina, was sentenced today to 12 years in a Russian prison for treason after she donated $50 to a pro-Ukrainian charity here in the U.S. Her boyfriend, Chris Van Heerden, is trying to bring her home. He tells CBS Mornings.
Guess what? There was a prison swap 2 weeks ago, and Ksenia was not on that list. Right. How did we slip up? I have questions, and I'm angry.
Ksenia is an amateur ballerina. She was visiting family in Russia when she was arrested. After leaving flood-ravaged Puerto Rico, Hurricane Ernesto is headed north into the Atlantic. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen says the system could become a powerful Category 3 hurricane soon.
Based on the current track and the size of Ernesto, a hurricane warning has been issued for the entire island of Bermuda, as the storm will encompass most of that region by about late Friday and on into Saturday afternoon.
About half of Puerto Rico has no power. Montana's Supreme Court has ruled minors do not need their parents' permission to get abortions. The decision lines up with a lower court that cited the state constitution's privacy clause. 36 states do require a mother or father's okay. Encouraging news today on a couple of economic fronts. Walmart reporting booming sales in the second quarter, and retail sales overall were up a better than expected 1% in July. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
The rate of inflation increases is a lot less. That's good news for consumers, good news for consumer spending.
S&P futures at the moment up 43, Dow futures ahead 336. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A former Racine County Country Club is making way for a massive industrial project. Ashley Capital wants to build a $440 million industrial park at the former South Hills Country Club site in Caledonia. The plan being reviewed includes 10 buildings and is expected to create 2,000 full-time jobs. July home sales in Racine County showed a little growth, while Kenosha County saw a higher increase. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors has a Kenosha County jump in July year-to-year home sales at 13%. Racine County had 3.5% growth. Microsoft has expanded its land holdings in Racine County by buying an additional 70 acres in Mount Pleasant. They now own over 1,200 acres in the area. A beach hazards statement is in effect for Lake Michigan beaches in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. It lasts through the overnight, and waves of 4 to 6 feet are expected. And the DOT says they're closing down the Highway 38 bridge over the Root River in Mount Pleasant next week. Drivers are being told to use the detour, which includes 31 Spring Street and Memorial Drive. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers hold on for the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went to the ninth inning, but the Brewers able to hold on to a 5-4 victory over the Dodgers last night that snapped a 3-game losing streak for Milwaukee and ended a 5-game winning streak for L.A. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We competed. That's the Brewers you guys have seen all year. We competed regardless of who was on the mound. We competed. We bounced back. Every inning we put pressure. Most every inning we tried to put pressure. You know, it made a difference.
NFL Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy out for the year. after suffering a torn meniscus in his right knee in their preseason game against the Raiders, McCarthy undergoing season-ending surgery. Packers joint practice with the Broncos is tomorrow in Denver. Matt LaFleur warning his players.
If guys need to play in the preseason, you get in a fight, you're not going to play. The practices are the times to do your work. And if you don't get your work in, you're going to get it in the game. So that's kind of how we've operated around here for a couple years.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, into tomorrow, and there could be some locally heavy rain, amounts of a half inch or more possible in spots. 75 today, 68 tonight, clearing 81 tomorrow. The weekend, plenty of sunshine with highs near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Today, just for that song and that song alone. I'm Cindy Huber. Good morning. It is a Thursday. It's humid and it's Marvin Gaye.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. No, oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Can't you stand?
Thank you. Radio Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
yeah.
Justice right here at WRJN. Indeed, we've got a Brewer game today. L.A., proving too much for our men. Anyway, 110 game time. I don't, at this point with L.A., I don't even care who wins or loses. I can't even watch the game. You know, you got both hands over your eyes. I told the husband last night, you know what? If they lose, I don't want to know. But then maybe he forgot to tell me they won. So I don't, you know, now I'm like, I don't care. Let's just go on to the next team that comes to us so that we can beat them, you know. So anyway, it's 110 game time. Before that, pregame show starts around 12:30 this afternoon right here at WRJN.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file. America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Bowman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Ooh,
someone to change my life.
The Beatles, Lady Madonna. Before that, we heard from the Moody Blues, Question. I love that group. That's the one thing I love about, well, that's the whole thing I love about this radio station, WRJN. The fact that we hear all these classics we haven't heard in years. Why? Because 60s and 70s is too old, man. Well, you know, us oldies, we're not moldy. We're great. And yeah, that's caffeine kicking in right now. Oh, good. Finally, the coffee kicks in. What took it so long? Already. Oh, my goodness. Sad news report. Remember Gina Rowland? She had a lot of great movies that she was in. Passed away this morning from Alzheimer's, or actually last night, Alzheimer's disease. Oh, my goodness. She was a great actress. She was in A Woman Under the Influence. She was in Gloria. She was just great. She was actually in The Notebook, if you remember that one. And she passed away last night. So, again, Gina Rowlands. Now, we also have a huge Elvis. Elvis passing away 47 years ago tomorrow. Got a contest where we've got Elvis vinyl. We scoured the finest record shops to get you this vinyl. And today it's Elvis in concert. When you hear an Elvis movie clip from Jailhouse Rock. Now time for the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says he has one question for Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin.
Why don't you debate me?
Hovde and Baldwin will debate on October 18th, but Hovde says he wants more. Democratic State Senator Kelda Royes.
She knows what to do to win Wisconsin, and that is to simply show up, listen to people, and work hard for them every day.
The election is November 5th. We're learning more about Vice President Harris's campaign stop in Milwaukee Tuesday. Her campaign now says she and running mate Tim Walz will hold a rally at Fiserv Forum. Tuesday is the second day of the Democratic National Convention, 90 minutes down the road in Chicago. Meanwhile, Republican Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance campaigns in Milwaukee tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former Racine County Country Club is making way for a massive industrial project. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that Ashley Capital is wanting to build a $440 million industrial park at the former South Hills Country Club site in Caledonia. Included are 10 buildings spanning about 220 acres. It's expected to generate 2,000 full-time jobs. Caledonia officials are set to review a development agreement for the industrial park. Home sales were up a little in Racine County and up a lot in Kenosha County. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says Kenosha saw a 13% increase in July year-to-year sales. Racine County had 3.5% growth compared to last July. Demand for homes continues to outpace supply, with the realtors continuing to say that there is a significant long-term danger if there's not new single-family and condominium units being made. It's not really a beach day, but you weren't getting in anyway. A beach hazards statement remains in effect through late tonight for Lake Michigan beaches in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. The National Weather Service says we're looking at waves of 4 to 6 feet and hazardous swimming conditions due to the waves and the winds. And today is the first day of school for some Kenosha kids. KUSD starts its year at Frank Elementary with an early start date. The rest of the district schools will commence classes on September 3rd. Racine Unified also starts that same day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, into tomorrow. And there could be some locally heavy rain, amounts of a half inch or more possible in spots. 75 today, 68 tonight, clearing 81 tomorrow. The weekend, plenty of sunshine with highs near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
WRJN. Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night. This is the night
to go to the celebrity ball.
Satin and lace, isn't it a pity? Didn't find time to call. Ready or not, gonna make it to the city. Oh, this is the night
to go to the celebrity ball. Dress up tonight.
dance to the music. Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music. Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music.
Right here on WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. We got light rain right now, 76 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms for today and tonight as well. It's going to be a gorgeous day tomorrow. Right now, it's American Breathe. This is Bend Me, Shape Me.
Yeah. I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood. I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
Down. through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
That's a great karaoke song. Yeah, Brandy, Looking Glass, from the group Looking Glass. Local news, timeless, it's WRJN. Oh, wait, Cindy, finish that. Why is Brandy, You're a Fine Girl such a karaoke song? You know why? Because that's one of those songs that you don't have to sing in key. And everybody will think you did a great job anyway. Okay. All right. Fall Harvey today at 12:05. And the rest of the story. Also our very own Don Rosen plays it at 7:25. Thanks for reminding me, Don. All right. 7:25, 7:45. Somewhere in that time where we play Fall Harvey, the rest of the story. No, 7:25. And again at 12:05. You will hear the rest of the story right here on WRJN.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power Chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Good vibrations.
Good vibrations.
somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Local news, Mike Clemens with sports, CBS National News, all coming up in the next few minutes right here at WRJN.
In the cool of the evening, everything is getting kind of groovy. I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night. Stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Stand and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.